The SDLP MLA, Sinead Bradley, has been very vocal about this over the last 24 hours. So you've heard Justin Edwards. Sinead, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
He has now reopened the grading process.
Yes, Stephen, following your programme yesterday, which was quite revealing, I, on behalf of the SDLP, put an open letter to Justin Edwards and SEA asking that they do just that. And I am delighted to hear that he has reopened that deadline, whereby parents and pupils can now make the decision if they wish to have that paper remarked. And you very rightly hit then onto the barriers that are there to doing that, one being cost. But secondly, I would highlight also a barrier is the risk, because although, and you're absolutely right, you know, we must not scaremonger or create concern where there shouldn't be any. The numbers are relatively small. And Justin rightly pointed out that only 12 have been identified as moving one grade or more. But that said, that's 12 out of the 600, I think it was. I'm not absolutely sure. 600 plus, I think, applied to have a remark. That's not 12 out of the whole number of people who sat those exams.
Yeah, because many parents trust the exam process.
Absolutely.
They trust the grade. So what the statistics that Justin's giving us are for those parents who have questioned the grade.
Yes, yeah. So a lot has changed, but also we must recognise that parents and pupils are still in that position where they cannot make a calculated risk assessment on whether to step forward and say, can I have a remark? Because they recognise that there's a lot of volatility in here. There's particularly, and I do take the point, in a subjective subject like English literature, where it's an opinion piece in many cases.
Now, I do want to say this, and we've put SEA under a tremendous amount of pressure. I'm just trying to remain impartial here and tell you what I saw. So when I went down into their headquarters yesterday, we saw it was projected onto the wall for me, and we went through the statistics. And the statistics are that this is a robust examination grading system, that it is robust, that you can rely on it. That's what the statistics are saying. Now, I'm happy to say that on behalf of Justin Edwards, because it's fact. However, where the challenge is for Justin this morning is he's opening up this window for GCSE English literature. But we are getting calls about religious studies, for example.
Yeah.
And he's not opening up the window for that. And he is saying that's because there's nothing statistically significant in the difference of grades. But he's also saying that there's nothing statistically significant in the English literature grades, and yet he is reopening that. So I guess the biggest challenge to Mr. Edwards this morning, why is he not opening up the appeals process for every subject for 7 more days? Why is it just English Lit?
Yeah, we do. We deserve clarity there. People across all grades, we're in a difficult and an unfortunate situation where people have lost confidence, and that has to be restored. And to have that restored, I would argue, when the SDLP, and we put forward the open letter, not just asking that the time frame be reopened, but we also asked that all barriers be removed, i.e. that these should be free access to remarks. But I went further, Stephen. Pupils who cannot make that judgment, pupils who really, it's such a volatile situation, they lack confidence right now, whether that's a perceived lack of confidence through the show or whether it's a real lack of confidence, time will tell. But those pupils need to know, should they take the risk of stepping forward and having their grade remarked? Because as much as we witnessed, and it's, you know, reassuring to hear that somebody who should have got an A grade did receive it eventually after a remark. But what about the pupil who goes down as dramatically down through the grades? There should be no marking down in this instance.
Sinead, thank you.